Welcome to the Artist Mother Podcast, featuring interviews with incredible working artists who are also mothers. Each week, you'll hear how they navigate these fulfilling and challenging roles, how they make art and mother their children. I'm Kaylin Butine, painter, mom of three, and now podcast host. I hope these interviews inspire and encourage you on your own journey as an artist and mother. Thanks for listening. Hello, friends. Welcome to the final episode for 2019 of the Artist Mother Podcast. I wanted to just share some quick thoughts just on what a crazy and wild ride this has been starting this podcast this year. Many of you know that it was this time last year, December 2018, that I began to record episodes, and we released our first three in February. And we really haven't looked back since. It's crazy. I definitely had the intention of releasing an episode every week, but at the time I had no idea like how much work would be going into this and just like what that would mean. So now that like we've gotten to the end of the year, I just look back and see like, oh my gosh, we released, like recorded, produced, released 45 episodes. This is our 46th. And it's just crazy. It feels so good now, but also it's like, wow, that was a lot. I'm just so grateful for the amazing interviews, because mostly all of those were just interviews. The podcast has taken a little bit of a different face now, and I'll share some more information about that. But just crazy to look back and think that almost 45 people I talked to and interviewed, and they were all amazing, amazing artist mothers. So I just was thinking back and thinking of all the topics that were covered in these interviews. There were conversations, you know, that ranged from things like postpartum depression. Lots of us talked about going to art school or deciding to be self-taught. I know I interviewed like 10 or 12 self-taught artists. Many of us talked about the finances and like what it takes to just financially contribute and make it in the art world. We talked about breastfeeding. We talked about maternal taboos. We talked about adapting your studio practice while you have young kids. Many people talked about like what their physical studio space looked like, which is really fun to get a peek at. Many single mama artists talked about making it work as a single mom. Lots of us talked about mom guilt. Lots of us talked about artist guilt. There were conversations about gender stereotyping, and the list just goes on. Each of these conversations just felt so rich and exciting. Every time I would see that I had an interview booked, you know, I would just leave the episode or leave the recording just buzzing and wanting to get out into the studio. And, you know, I really hope that as each of you have listened to every episode, that that's, you know, what you got out of it too, that you were felt seen and heard and inspired just to make really good work. But overall, I just feel like I couldn't have asked for a better first year of interviews. There were just some amazing artist moms that I interviewed, and I'm just so grateful for the experience of talking with them. But, you know, really, this is like so much more than a podcast. The Artist Mother platform is really a community. And that's what I knew I wanted to form in the beginning, but I didn't really know what that was going to look like. And so the podcast was kind of the way that I started. And I've just been so surprised at how this thing has grown and just taken on its own shape and form. So I wanted to share a few things that like really surprised me and just things I didn't even envision. So like one of those things is, you know, just the shape of the podcast episodes. I suddenly, like a few months in, had this idea for doing an episode where I could let a bunch of you call in. And so now we've released three episodes where you guys have called in and shared a little bit about your own journey or whatever the topic that I posted was. And that was a really fun way to get more of you involved and just share little tidbits of your life. I definitely plan to do those more of those in the new year. Maybe not once a month, but pretty close to that. So I hope to have like 8 or 10 of those episodes next year. You know, I'm also really thinking about like ways to take a theme or a topic and invite maybe a few people to talk about those things next year. So like, for example, I have an interview already scheduled with a group of artists who've really created their own tangible artist mother community where they live. And so I'm going to bring them on and talk, have them give you tips for like ways that they are making that happen and how they're actually supporting each other in their everyday. I'm excited, you know, for that episode. I have like ideas for other episodes, things like, you know, studio safety and maybe like sustainability, some other ideas just for more like topics, and bringing some people in to talk about those topics specifically is one way that I think I'm going to change it up next year. There'll still be majority of interviews, but I think it'll be fun to share some different topics too. Another thing that I just did not expect was to do live panel recordings. Like you know, when I started this, that was never my intention, but just somewhere along the way, I had this idea and pitched, you know, to a gallery owner, hey, you have a great space in Nashville. I have this podcast that is like doing really cool things that feels already like it's its own thing. And I'm just like a little bit part of it. Could I come to your space and put together this panel? And so I'm so grateful that Katie at the Red Arrow Gallery in Nashville allowed us to have our first panel recording, and went so well. And it was just such a fun way to like do it in person and have an audience. And I don't know, it felt really fancy and fun. And then we did that again at CCAC in Chattanooga in October. And again, just like a awesome panel of artists, parent academics. And it was just fun to have that, you know, a dialogue with people that wasn't just one-on-one, me and other people, but, you know, having a group of people to converse, I think, was just a really fun thing to do and created for good and different interviews. Another thing that surprised me is when I started this podcast, I was like really hesitating on doing Artist Mother. Like, should it just be, I don't know, like artists Kaylin wants to talk to, or like, should I make it so specific to the Artist Mother dialogue? It was a small hesitation I had, but one that like I thought about a lot, just, you know, feeling insecure that like maybe people would think, I don't know, this is like not for them because this is Artist Mother. And maybe the well would be dried up really quickly. Like, I just wouldn't have a lot of people who wanted to talk to me. And that has been one of the most surprising things, is just how I just feel like the well is wide and rich, and my eyes have just been open to how many amazing artist mothers there are creating work right now. And I just feel like there are so many of you that I could interview. It's like the list is never ending. I just don't have enough time, and, you know, we don't have enough like mental space to even produce all these episodes. But I just have been surprised at how just many amazing women and artists that I've been introduced to over the past year who are artist mothers. It's just been such a gift. You know, another thing is the artist mother meetups we had. We had 4 that we did in Nashville, Chicago, New York, and Chattanooga. And those meetups were just such special memories for me. A few of you I met like for the first time and have since gone on to do interviews with you, or, you know, have formed friendships. It's just been really meaningful, and I'm looking forward to planning more of those in 2020 for places that I'm traveling to. And it's just such a great way to like really get to know people. I know many people too have like actually became friends with each other and gone on to have playdates and stuff that they met at the meetups. Many of the people who came to the Chicago meetup ended up coming to the retreat. I think there was like 4 or 5 of you. And so that was just really special to see how like meeting in person can sort of bring a different crowd, and we can all actually like have in-person conversation. And it's such a simple thing to do. Really encourage you to try to get an artist mother meetup going in your own area. I'm happy to help you promote that. Another thing that I was blown away by this year was the open call that we had in May, how many people submitted. It was so overwhelming just to see how much of you like were saying, yes, I want to be part of this. You know, please look at my work and like, let's discuss connecting. And man, that was just such a joy to like go through all of your work and just know that like you were thinking about the podcast and the community and that you really want to be a part of it. I'm grateful for the people that, you know, submitted, and I'm not sure what that's going to look like next year. I'm still thinking through that. I don't know if like I'm only going to do, you know, receiving new people through like our exhibitions or more specific offerings that we're having. Partly because the open call was just like so much work to process through all of your entries, but also if you applied to the open call in 2019, should you apply again in 2020? Like I haven't worked my brain around all of that, and just hearing like honestly, like I'm not sure what's going to happen with the open call in 2020, but I know that, you know, as I already said, I know of so many of you now through the open call and through other events and stuff we've had. And so it just feels so wonderful to have, you know, all of your work like in front of my face that I can see and connect with you. It's so great. Another thing, you know, that was surprising that I didn't necessarily have in my plan for our community was, you know, just pitching this idea for an exhibition. It was a dream, but it wasn't like a plan, you know? And now that like I can say we have an exhibition coming up in 2020, it's just so amazing. It feels so good to know that this like happened in the first year. So please apply if you haven't yet. I just want to plug the show. It will be held in Nashville in March of 2020, and I would love to see your work submitted. And you can submit either something that you already have that applies to the topic, or I would invite you to try a new piece that relates to the call. And I just wanted to share the theme. It was pulled from an episode I had, an interview I did with Allison Remus. She's an artist from the New York City area, and it was episode 28. And in this episode, Allison recalls the time that she read a statement in a New York Times article about how you, quote, can't paint at night in your kitchen and hope to be a good artist. It just doesn't work that way, end quote. And in, you know, in just in true artist mother fashion, that seemed like such a great statement to respond to for a group show, really just to respond to it in resistance and rejection of this idea. Because to imply that good art cannot be made in domestic spaces or that a person cannot claim the title of artist just without meeting these arbitrary requirements is really a patriarchal myth that we need to put in its place. One that artists who are mothers have been resisting for a long time, not just right now, but you know, it's a myth that people have been trying to break down for years. And for this show, I just thought it would be a great opportunity for us to offer a response, maybe addressing the ways that you are making excellent work and inspiring work while also still navigating your role as a mother. The work may respond to thematic obstacles such as your domestic duties, your lack of childcare, restraints on your time, limited support, your lack of space or resources. And, you know, just thinking about how you make really good work despite all of the challenges, I just think is, you know, so important. So please, please, please apply. Show us through the work how you are painting at night, quote unquote, and making art as an artist and mother. You can find out more information on this exhibition and how to apply if you go to our website at artistmotherpodcast.com/exhibitions. This episode of the Artist Mother Podcast is sponsored by Encircled. How many of you have a closet filled with clothes that you aren't really satisfied with? Encircled is a clothing wear company for women, and their mission is to help women do more with less clothing in their closets. They create timeless, comfortable pieces that are both stylish and sustainably made. 100% of their pieces are produced in Canada using naturally derived materials and fabrics made from natural plants like eucalyptus, bamboo, and beech trees. They even produce about 50% of their fabric locally. Encircled is a B Corp focusing on doing good in the world so that you can feel good about having their items in your closet. I can totally see so many of you artist mama friends rocking Encircled's dressy sweatpant or sweatshirt from your studio to an artist talk. Thanks to Encircled's founder, Christy Sumer, and the whole crew for supporting the Artist Mother podcast. Go find them on Instagram and their website, encircled.ca. Okay, but truthfully, the absolute best part of this podcast has been the tangible connections that I've made. I've loved connecting with so many of you over social media and through our interviews. I'm excited for the new things that we have to come, including our 2020 crit groups that we're putting together. And just really quickly, I'll plug those and say that the idea is to have a crit group led by a mentor, probably someone that you've heard on the podcast or another artist mother who is just doing great and amazing things and has a leadership role already. This person will lead a group through critique, and it'll be a 12-week program, and you'll do some individual crits, and then you'll have some Skype sessions as a group, and just really a way for you to like be accountable to a group of people, be supportive and supported, really a way for you to participate more tangibly in our community. The group's going to be priced very affordably. You know, they're going to be pretty simple and basic in terms of their setup, like nothing fancy, but really just a way for you to like make intentional work, share it with a group, get good feedback, and then, you know, go at it again and make really good work and be accountable and stick to your deadlines, and then get really good feedback and support from your mentor and the other people in your group. So excited for that happening in 2020 again, just like another thing that is coming out of this community that feels like a big need. And I can't wait to connect with so many of you just through that program. I know it's going to be a really big thing, and it's going to just inspire so many of us to make really good work and really be committed to our studio practice. I just wanted to get back to this idea of how this community has just become something so tangible for me to experience. And I'm just blown away by the fact that there are literally dozens of you who I did not know in 2018. I mean, you had no idea who I was. I had no idea who you were. And some of you guys have become incredible friends, like lifelong friends. Some of you I talk to on a daily basis, and I think back to like, I didn't even know you like 8 months ago. It's just amazing what this network has brought into my life. And I know, you know, for many of you, you've made friends and connections. And if you haven't, please plug in. Like, I would totally invite you to be a part of the conversations, message somebody, you know, make a comment and get connected. Like, that's the beauty of social media. And I really think that, you know, you can do it. Go to our directory. If you're in the States, we have a few entries from other countries too. But go look up, you know, who else is in your state or in your area, in your country, and see if you live close enough that you can meet for a coffee date. That directory is on our website, and that's from everybody who applied to the open call. But also too, just reach out. I promise you, you will not regret it. You know, it's worth it to like make a friend and have somebody who really understands you. I know many of you listen to the podcast because you're wanting somebody in your life who understands what it's like to be an artist mother. So please use the network, take the opportunity to connect with someone. I just feel like it's so important. But again, like that's been the most powerful part of this journey for me. And I really have to like, you know, close this episode with talking about the Artist Mother Retreat, just because that was like the most tangible expression of this, you know, what this community has become. And so when I was trying to process the retreat, like a week after it happened, I'm already getting a little emotional. I wrote a letter that I wanted to close this episode with. This letter is really written for our whole community, but it's especially for the 42 women who came to the Artist Mother Retreat in November 2019. And it's just kind of a love letter for you guys. And I hope it's a little bit of encouragement as you end your year. I hope you find some rest as you end your year of 2019. I hope you don't feel down on yourself for all the things that you didn't accomplish. I hope you feel proud of the fact that you kept children alive and healthy, and that you made some work, even if it wasn't as much work as you wanted to make. You know, I just hope you feel proud of everything that you're doing. And if you feel a little lost, I hope you can find your way in 2020. Take a few weeks off and reflect and chill and think about what you need to make, you know, next year even better for you. So, all right, I'm going to close by sharing what I wrote for the 42 women who came to the Artist Mother Retreat. And once again, this is a letter for all of you. So I'm not really sure where the confidence came to even plan a retreat, let alone a retreat on this scale. 42 women with expectations, possible demands, their own fears and stories and anxieties. Who am I to create a space that would welcome all of that? I knew I could logistically put it together, but I had doubts about my own leadership, my abilities to be soft and engaged, to be gracious and attentive and energized and encouraging. I just wasn't sure if I could be their person, you know? But I think I was thinking about this in the wrong way. I was considering an old model of leadership. Even in my efforts to make the Artist Mother podcast platform one that is community-oriented, when it came to the retreat, I was still trying to carry this burden alone. When the women started arriving, I knew I would need to create space for them and was honored and happy to do so. But what I didn't expect was the ways that they would create space for me. Everything I wanted to make happen for them also came true for myself. I felt loved and seen, heard and respected, praised and admired, known and encouraged. I felt buoyed by their openness. I felt deeply moved by their generosity. So few people arrived with small groups of friends. Mostly everyone was strangers before the retreat, and it was refreshing to see new connections emerged. I watched as small groups formed but then dispersed. It seemed like almost everyone got to know or at least had a small conversation with everyone else. In a group of 43 people, that takes a lot of intention. The honesty shared that weekend was amazing. Have you ever experienced someone speaking up and being vulnerable, sharing something from the heart and taking a chance? Have you ever watched the crowd around her respond with deep empathy and compassion? Their eyes filling with tears, heads nodding in agreement, arms itching to reach out and comfort or whisper quietly, "Me too." I'm not sure I have seen so many women laugh at the same time, not forced laughs, but deep belly laughs, tear-inducing laughs. We had a little wine, but not much was really needed. We were ready to engage, to share deeply. The shared identity of Artist Mother is what brought us together. And this was not a stuffy art conference where people walked around with intimidating tactics. There was no belittling or making ourselves try to feel better. Women were FaceTiming with their kids, swapping stories about co-sleeping and breastfeeding and sharing tactics for art making amidst parenting. All kinds of art careers were represented, all different experience levels and backgrounds. The retreat showed me tangibly what our community is. We are boundary breakers. We are circle expanders. We are network weavers and home builders. We are sheltering others. We are creating space for ourselves. We are encouragers and champions and cheerleaders. We mentor and we learn. We comfort and we care. We find strength and we go stronger with humility. We provide nourishment for others and we refuse to starve ourselves. We are doing the best we can, and we believe you are too. We light fire, burning down systems that don't serve us and igniting the flame within ourselves to make powerful, meaningful work. We are artist mothers, and I am so deeply proud of us.
The Artist Mother Podcast is curated and produced by Kaylin Butine. Music by Josh Middleton. Editing and mixing by John M. Butine. Please visit www.artistmotherpodcast.com for episode notes and to find out how you can further support this podcast.